Taste of Rashi for the morning. After telling us all the mitzvot and all the instructions and rules of Shemitah, Hashem says, "V'natna ha'aretz peryah v'achaltem lasova v'yishavtem levetach aleha," that the land will give forth its fruit and you'll eat until sova, and you'll be safe. You'll dwell safely in the land. Rashi has two comments over here, and interestingly, they're actually out of order. He first comments on the words v'yishavtem levetach aleha. And he says, Shloti dagu mishnat batzoret. And you don't have to worry about any drought. So he says, well, all within the context of Shemitah, that you don't have to worry about any drought. And his second comment is, Valchaltem lasova ach betocha me'ayim tehebo vracha. That even in your innards, even in your intestines, in your inside your body, there will be a bracha over there. It's interesting, Rashi has almost the exact same comment in the second of this week's parashiyot, in Bechukotai at the beginning, when it talks about the brachot, and the Torah says, V'achaltem lachmechem lasova, again over there he says, B'toch me'ayim tehebo bracha. That there will be a bracha inside. And the idea seems to be that, you know, it could be possible that a person should eat well, but not feel full. Person will enjoy a lot of wonderful foods, but he doesn't feel satisfied. So the bracha over here is that not only will you have lots of food, not only will the land be filled with plenty, but you'll also feel, psychologically, you'll feel full, you'll feel happy. Because, Rahman al-San, there are many, many people around who have lots of money, who have lots of food, who have lots of osher, but they don't feel a sense of osher with an aleph. Yiratzon, that we should all feel both of those. Yom Tov.